Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Resource module on pronunciation and romanization. Tape 3. On this tape, we're going to take up some of the consonant sounds and spellings which call for special attention. But before we do, let's review the consonants we've been treating as obvious. You've noticed that syllables can end in either N or NG. Since we have both final N and final NG in English, this distinction should present no difficulty, but in fact it often does. This may be because the final N and NG are not held quite so long as in English, allowing less time for identification. Exercise 1 will give you practice in discriminating between these two final consonants. It also happens to review the initial consonants we've been using so far. For each surname, fill in the blank with N or NG as appropriate, repeating as you do so. Then I'll give you the right answer. 1.
On.
N. 2.
Fang.
NG. 3.
Fan.
N. 4.
Nong.
NG. 5.
Meng.
NG. 6.
Wen.
N. 7.
Ying.
NG. 8.
Liang.
NG. 9.
Min.
N. 10.
Lian.
N. 11.
Wang.
NG. 12.
Huan.
N. 13.
Yin.
N. 14.
Nan.
N. 15.
Huang.
NG. One of the initial consonants we've been using, the one written H, does perhaps deserve some comment. You can get along well enough thinking of it as like an English H, but it's noticeably rougher. Listen to this surname.
He. He. He.
Try repeating it, doing your best to imitate the rough H.
He. He. He.
Now let's start on the new consonants. Look at display 1 and listen to the speaker read the three pairs of surnames.
Ban, Pan, Dong, Tong, Ge, Ke.
Again.
Ban, Pan, Dong, Tong, Ge, Ke.
If you heard the initial consonant sounds as the same as the English consonant sounds represented by these letters, that's not a bad first approximation. You can usually tell which is which on this assumption. In exercise 2, try filling in the appropriate initial consonant for each surname, repeating as you do so. Then I'll give you the right answer. 1.
Ban.
B. 2.
Pan.
P. 3.
Tong.
T. 4.
Tong.
T. 5.
Ge.
G. 6.
Dong.
D. 7.
Ke.
K. 8.
Pan.
P. 9.
Dong.
D. 10.
Ke.
K, 11.
班
B, 12.
歌
G. Actually, the difference between the consonant sounds written BD and G on the one hand, and the consonant sounds written PT and K on the other, is not the same in Chinese as in English. You'll be understood most of the time if you use the English difference, but you'll have a strong foreign accent. So let's see if you can do better than that. In English, the letters in the left column, BD and G, are used to represent voiced sounds, that is, sounds which involve vibration of the vocal cords. The letters in the right column, PT and K, stand for voiceless sounds. The distinction between voiced and voiceless sounds is best heard and felt in sounds which can be prolonged, like voiced Z and voiceless S. Try alternating Z and S like this. Z-s-z-s-z-s. If you place a finger on your Adam's apple while you do it, you can feel the vibration cutting in and out. Try it. In Chinese, the difference between the two columns is different, as indicated by the column headings unaspirated and aspirated. Aspiration is a puff of air following a consonant. English PT and K are usually lightly aspirated. You can feel the puff of air if you hold the back of your hand in front of your mouth while saying pill, till, kill. Try it. Chinese PT and K sounds are very strongly aspirated. Listen to the names in the right column.
Pan, Tong, Ke.
The initial consonant sounds are more explosive than their English equivalents. You might also say they're breathier. Listen again.
Pan, Tong, Ke.
Try repeating after the speaker, making the puff of air after the consonant as strong as you can.
Pan, Tong, Ke.
Try it again, holding the back of your hand in front of your mouth so that you can feel how strong your aspiration is.
Pan, Tong, Ke.
The consonants in the left column are unaspirated. Also, at the beginning of a word like this, they're unvoiced, unlike our BD and hard G. We do have unvoiced, unaspirated consonants in English, but only after an S sound, as in spill, still, and skill. Put the back of your hand in front of your mouth and say, spill, still, and skill. There's no puff of air. Unfortunately, the fact that these sounds do occur in English doesn't do you much good, because your English habits don't let you use them when there's no S in front. You have to form a new habit. Listen to the names in the left column.
Ban, Dong, Ge.
Did you hear any difference from the English sounds? Listen again.
Ban, Dong, Ge.
They sound a bit harder than English BD and hard G. This is because they're pronounced with more tension in the lips or tongue and without voicing, which makes them more like our PT and K. Unlike our PT and K, however, and even more unlike Chinese PT and K, there's no aspiration. The voicing of the vowel cuts in right after the consonant, with no intervening puff of air. Try repeating the left column names, doing your best to make the initial consonants tense without aspirating them.
Ban, Dong, Ge.
Again.
Ban, Dong, Ge.
Now listen to the speaker say the names by pairs again. Listen for the distinctive difference of aspiration.
Ban, Pan, Dong, Tong, Ge, Ke.
Again.
Ban, Pan, Dong, Tong, Ge, Ke.
Try repeating them by pairs.
Ban, Pan, Dong, 通歌科
Again
班潘东通歌科
Now try reading the names in exercise 3 and repeat after the speaker. Don't ignore the tone marks. 1.
背
2.
勾
3.
图
4.
棚
5.
孔
6.
丁
7.
盘
8.
桃
9.
康
10.
带
11.
别
12.
国
Now listen to the speaker read the pairs of names in display 2.
张昌江强张昌
The difference in each pair is just the difference we've been working on, aspiration. Listen again.
张昌江强张昌
The differences down the columns, however, are new. Listen to the speaker read down the left column and then down the right column.
张江张昌强仓
Again.
张江张昌强仓
These are affricate consonants. They start with the tongue touching the roof of the mouth and continue with the tongue close to the roof of the mouth so that there's an explosion with a lot of friction. Just what position the tongue is in is different for each row. The consonants in the first row, written ZH and CH, are described as retroflex consonants. This means that they are pronounced with the tongue curled back in the position for R. So let's compare them with R. Listen to the speaker read the names in display 3.
如竹除
Again
如竹除
Most Americans have a curled R after a vowel, which is very like this Chinese R, although they may have a slightly different R before a vowel. Unless you're from New England or the South, when you pronounce car, you end up with your tongue curled back, pointing to the roof of your mouth. If you are from New England or the South, you can probably fake it. Try saying car. You ended up with your tongue in position for Chinese R, or close to it. Now repeat the names in display 3 after the speaker, pronouncing each of the consonants with the tongue in this retroflex position.
如 竹 除
Again.
如竹除
Pay careful attention to the spellings ZH and CH. To ZH because it's an unfamiliar combination, and to CH just because it's a familiar combination. Remember that they stand for consonant sounds with a strong R flavor, one unaspirated and one strongly aspirated. Now let's go back to display 2. Repeat the first row names after the speaker.
张 昌
Again
张 昌
Now let's compare these names in the first row of display 2 with the names in the second row. Listen to the speaker read down the first two names in each column.
Zhang, Jiang, Chang, Qiang.
Again.
Zhang, Jiang, Chang, Qiang.
The consonants in the second row, written J and Q, are described as palatal consonants. This means that they are pronounced with the tongue in the position for the vowel E. Listen to the speaker read the surnames in display 4.
Yi, Ji, Qi.
Again.
Yi, Ji, Qi.
Now try repeating them after the speaker, putting your tongue in the position for E before you start the consonants.
Yi, Ji, Qi.
Again.
Yi, Ji, Qi.
In this pair of spellings, J is dangerously comfortable while Q is uncomfortably arbitrary. Remember that they stand for unaspirated and strongly aspirated consonants with a strong E flavor. Now let's go back to display 2 again. The palatal consonants in the second row names are not followed by the vowel E, but they are followed by the semivowel written I, which has the same tongue position. Try repeating the second row names, making sure to pronounce the initial consonants with your tongue already in the E position.
Jiang, Qiang.
Again.
Jiang, Qiang.
Now try repeating as the speaker reads down the first two names in each column. You're going to have to shift gears from retroflex to palatal, from curling your tongue back in the R position to bunching it forward in the E position. Here we go.
Zhang, Jiang, Chang, Qiang.
Again.
Zhang, Jiang, Chang, Qiang.
Let's make sure that you can hear the difference between retroflex and palatal. In exercise 4, circle the appropriate romanization for each surname, repeating as you do so. Then I'll tell you whether it was retroflex or palatal. 1.
Zhang.
Retroflex. 2.
Jiang.
Palatal. 3.
Jiang.
Palatal. 4.
Jiang.
Palatal. 5.
Zhang.
Retroflex. 6.
Zhang.
Retroflex. 7.
Jiang.
Palatal. 8.
Zhang.
Retroflex. 9.
Zhang.
Retroflex. 10.
Jiang.
Palatal. 11.
Zhang.
Retroflex. 12.
Jiang.
Palatal. Now try reading the names in exercise 5 and repeat after the speaker. 1.
Zhang.
2.
Jiang.
3.
Qiang.
4.
Chang.
5.
Ji.
6.
Qi.
7.
Ru.
8.
Zhu.
9.
Chu.
10.
Zhao.
11.
钱
12
人
13
臣
14
家
15
容
The consonants in the last row of display 2, written Z and C, may be described as being in the dental position. They are pronounced with the front of the tongue first touching just behind the upper teeth, in the position for T, and then moving slightly away in the position for S. Listen to the names in the dental row.
脏 苍
Again.
脏 苍
Here again we have a spelling which is at best suggestive, Z, and one which is downright misleading, C. Remember that they stand for unaspirated and aspirated consonants that resemble the TS in tsetse fly. That is, if you bother to pronounce both the T and the S in tsetse fly. Try repeating the names in the last row after the speaker, making sure to start them with your tongue in the T position.
脏 苍
Again.
脏 苍
Now let's see if you can tell retroflex, palatal, and dental consonants apart. In exercise 6, circle the appropriate romanization for each surname, repeating as you do so. Then I'll tell you which type of consonant it was. 1.
张
Retroflex. 2.
江
Palatal. 3.
脏
Dental. 4.
脏
Dental. 5.
张
Retroflex. 6.
江
Palatal. 7.
张
Retroflex. 8.
张
Retroflex. 9.
江
Palatal. 10.
脏
Dental. 11.
江
Palatal. 12.
脏
Dental. Now try reading the surnames in exercise 7 and repeat after the speaker. 1.
张
2.
江
3.
脏
4.
昌
5.
强
6.
苍
7.
邹
8.
曹
9.
陈
10.
赵
11.
千
12
金
13
人
14
七
15
除
16
竹
17.
如
18.
鸡
19.
菜
20.
仔
Exercise 8 is a dictation exercise. Try filling in the blank of each surname, repeating as you do so. I'll give you the correct answers as we go. 1.
张
ZH 2.
昌
CH 3.
江
J 4.
强
Q 5.
脏
Z 6.
仓
C 7.
如
R 8.
曹
C 9.
千
Q 10.
陈
CH 11.
竹
ZH 12.
宰
Z 13.
鸡
J 14.
人
R 15.
菜
C 16.
赵
ZH 17.
金
J 18.
除
CH 19.
邹
Z 20.
七
Q. You probably had the most difficulty with the consonant sounds and spelling summarized in Display 2, that is, with the affricates. Review the exercises on the affricates if you'd like, but you'll get more work on them in the next tape. This is the end of Tape 3 of the Resource Module on Pronunciation and Romanization.